Chapter 1. The Goddess in Hiding. Isis, the mother of all things, was in mourning. Her husband, Osiris, had been killed by Set, an evil god. Now her only family was her baby son, Horus. Isis checked on him asleep in the cradle beside her. Horus had been born on the day his father died, and he was growing stronger every day. Just thinking about their son made Isis smile through her tears. If all went well, he would become god of the sun someday. Isis knew, however, that all would not be well unless she and Horus were safe from Set. Set would do anything to keep Horus from becoming the sun god, a role he wanted. Isis and the baby were hiding in a small room, but they couldn't remain there for long without being detected by Set. He seemed to know everything, and he had spies everywhere. Surely he would find Isis soon. And what would he do then? Someone knocked at the door. Isis picked up Horus and held him close. Another knock, and in stepped a powerful man with a head the shape of a bird. Isis relaxed and smiled at the sight of Thoth, with his round eyes and curved beak. For important decisions, Isis always consulted Thoth, the god of wisdom. "Isis," Thoth began, "I must warn you that you are in danger. Evil Set hurries here to kill Horus. You must flee. You must do everything in your power to protect yourself and the young god."
"Thank you, wise Thoth, for this warning," sighed Isis. "But where can I go? Does not Set know every valley, every cave, every temple in Egypt? Wherever I go, he will follow me. Wherever we hide, he will seek us out and kill us."